I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At Love Him on the Show, 104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Jen at 904 is their first chance to win $1,000 when they hear that text to win keyword with an 8K a day cash contest station. Now, what were you about to tell me about some restaurant?
Okay, so I know you're very particular at restaurants and customer service.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Looks cool. We still keep in touch. And so we waited. First of all, we waited 40 minutes for our table, even though we had a reservation.
How many of y'all were there?
There were five of us.
And y'all waited 40 minutes and you had a reservation.
We did.
That's strike one.
Strike one. Okay.
Go ahead.
Strike two. The food was good, but there were little things that went wrong. Like my friend wanted a well-done burger, but it was rare. Right? Something like that happened. And they had those type of chairs where every chair is different. You know, like kind of like that farm to table type atmosphere. So I felt like I was sitting on a chair that had no cushion in it. And I was all the way down.
Like one of them hard wood chairs?
Hard, yeah, just hard with that grandma cushion on it.
That is strike two.
Strike two. So we get our bill. And I'm looking at the bill, and there was a $10 service charge. The food was great, but the bill was a little pricey. And I was like, okay, well, we did have two bottles of wine. I was like, so I asked, what is this $10 service charge for? And the server looked a little flustered. She's like, oh, it should say a wellness charge. That is, there's a pamphlet in your bill that explains what it is because we get healthcare coverage. And so we put that charge. But if you don't want that charge in there, we can take it off. And of course, I want them to have healthcare coverage. So I was like, oh, okay.
Hell but then, no!
But then we talked about the fact, like, it would have been nice if you gave us our bill and said, hey, just FYI, there's a $10 service charge for our healthcare. You're not obliged to have it, so please let me know if you want us to take it off or not.
Krista,
but they didn't tell us. They just assume it's okay.
Turn the music off. It is not your responsibility for their healthcare, nor anybody else that's eating in that restaurant. Okay? If you want healthcare, go out and buy healthcare, or the person that is your boss should be providing healthcare for you. That is absolutely tacky, disgusting, and I would never recommend that place to anybody or eat there. How dare they automatically
add that? So here's what rubs me the wrong way. Okay, they're taking advantage to me of the fact that we're not looking at our bill like that, okay? If I didn't see that and question it, which I don't think anybody does in this restaurant, okay, because it's in a nice suburb, no one would know that's there. So she looked flustered, so I could tell she didn't get that question a lot because she's like, oh, well, there's a pamphlet. And I was like, where's the pamphlet?
A wellness charge?
Oh, well, 4%.
All right, turn music off again. Who the hell puts a pamphlet in a menu?
Yeah.
What is the name of this tacky-ass place you went to?
I'm not calling them out because the food was good, okay? But, okay, hear this. It's not even just a flat $10 charge. It's 4% of your bill. So let's say your bill was like $300, right? That's like a $30 charge in your bill.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's 10%. I don't know what 4% of 300 because I'm not good at math.
Excuse me, miss, what is this extra 7% in my bill? Oh, that's for the paper towels in the bathroom. Come on, what's going on?
And not to say anything to me, like I don't have an option. Assume I'm not going to look at the bill.
What's the name of the tacky spot?
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But that's look at your bill, people, when you get it.
That's tacky. We're going to give away some tickets?
Yeah.
Okay, that's coming up next. What are we giving away tickets?
Bone Thugs and Harmony tickets. Bone and Joe's Live and Rose.
Joe's Live?
Yeah.
Okay. Bone Bone. All right,
I'm with it.
She got me mad.
I'm sorry. I knew that would get you flustered.
Yeah, Love Him on the Show, y'all.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.